What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Monday, the 4th of May. Hope you're well. Had a fantastic weekend. May the 4th be with you. Every Star Wars fan in the land has been saying that today to everybody that wants to hear it, to all each other. Is it even called Star Wars Day today? I don't know. May the 4th be with you. I'll give you a real one. I can't imagine that hasn't been used in a porn film. There must be a Star Wars porn film. I haven't even had a chance to check it out, but I can imagine it now. I can see lightsabers, fluorescent condoms like that film in the 80s, bouncing around, and then Darth Vader coming in, stealing the scene. And he's got the biggest fucking, you know, the biggest one on the block kind of thing, and he comes in with his fucking... The dark side, that's it. I was trying to fucking think. I lost myself there. The dark side. I think I was picturing a nude Darth Vader there, trying to get an image. The dark side. It'd take people over to the dark side. Who would they go for if... who would they want in bed in that situation? The dark side or the, you know... The dark side or what's the other one? The Force. Well, you got the Force or the dark side. I think the sound, both sound good. So... Might have to check that porno out. Sounds fucking really good. Or if not, I'll just fucking give somebody a good idea. Anyway, I don't know what I'm going on about. Why I've started with that, I've no idea. But I'm not rewinding it again. I've fucking started this podcast about 20 times already. And I ain't fucking doing it again. So we're rolling. Anyway, hopefully you've had a good weekend. I bet you didn't have a fucking random Sunday night like I had. How about a wasp nest in my fucking bedroom? In my clothes? How about that fucking for an... unplanned night of jumping around the bedroom screaming like a little girl when basically I went in to put something in the bedroom and fucking there was one wasp and it was bugging me. It was just flying around and I was trying to fucking swing it. The windows were open and I was trying to swing something at it, you know, like I had a t-shirt and I was like trying to whack it out the window. And it kept going and then coming back in, going and coming back in. I was going, what the fuck is the guy's deal? And it kept coming right over to my clothes. Then he kept going back and I'd swing something at it. And I thought he's got a death wish. And he went out the window, come back in the other one. Anyway, in the end, I looked, what the fuck's he looking for down there? So like, I pulled the shirt out that had fell off the rail. Oh my God, about fucking 20 wasps attacked me, flew out the fucking shirt. I had to fucking, I did like almost an Olympic triple backflip out of the room, slammed the door, whilst screaming. I must have hit some fucking high notes. I must have hit, I think I was like supersonic sound. I think every dog in the neighbourhood might have heard me. Everybody else probably couldn't reach that level. But anyway, and then I had to go back in and deal with that, try and fucking get them all out. And it wasn't easy, trust me. Eventually, I had to throw the shirt out because the shirt had a nest in that they'd built. Fuck me. And then at the same time I was dealing with that, then I had something on the stove downstairs. Fire alarm went off. So I was fucking putting out two situations in one, you know, in 1 hour. Oh, man, it was crazy. But I worked up a sweat. I just ditched the dinner in the end. I went straight to the drink. Anyway, so yeah, that was random. And I was going to watch a film, but in the end I... fucked it off and ended up watching George Michael. I'm glad I did, actually. There was a documentary on George Michael. I knew most of it anyway, but it was good to see it in chronological order. But it was fucking funny, man. It was a character. He couldn't do nothing wrong. Every wrong that he did, he turned into dollar signs. He was like one of them people that couldn't do nothing wrong because he was like fucking honest and, you know, people could relate to him. And he was like gay and proud in the end. And how the fuck nobody noticed that he... Well, they probably did, but when he was in Wham, that dancing that they were doing in Wham, they showed him on Top of the Pops, that dancing, you couldn't get fucking gayer dancing than the way they danced, him and Andrew Ridgeley, the way they jumped around the stage in Wham. There was fucking gay written all over it, but because he never admitted it, it was always like... it was like an unwritten kind of truth, wasn't it? Because he protected his family. He didn't want to say it because it was the days of AIDS. AIDS being a virus, fucking, if you forget that, AIDS was a virus, just like fucking coronavirus is a virus and all the other viruses, but that was a virus. You know, same fucking, obviously fucking double deadly that was, but at the same time, it was like a virus all the same. So, you know, perhaps when you get complacent about what's around, you got to fucking look back and think, fuck me, that used to, that was a dangerous time, especially for gay people, obviously in the 80s. But anyway, but did he protect his family? But the dancing in Wham, I mean, fuck me. But he eventually come out, and I think they were always trying to catch him out in the end. They must have known, and then they were just trying to catch him out, weren't they? But was what was I going to get to? When he was going cruising and everything, and like they caught him in America. Well, they were just trying to set him up, weren't they? That's dirty tricks, isn't it? When they caught him with the policeman in America, doing a lewd act. I mean, the guy's gay, and like, you know, he was going to meet in the toilet and somebody started waving his fucking dick at him or something, or the cop did, so he responded, and he got fucking nicked for it. But then, on the back of that, he brought out a brilliant song, and that song where he's dressed as a policeman and all the urinals spin around, the urinals, and they spin around to disco urinals. Brilliant fucking urinals, I tell you what, if you're going to have a fucking fancy toilet, check that video, and that's the one to have. Disco ball toilet, fucking, you know, funky, really clever, and it was a really good tune. So, but you know, all the stages of all the different fucking situations in his life where he was struggling with the fame, because he never had a private life, so he wanted a private life, and that's what he wanted to do in his private life, was go and fucking cruise and have a laugh and do drugs and stuff. Each to their own, but you know, he was just going too far with it, when he ended up, he drove in a shop, he was collapsed over his fucking, he smoked a lot of weed, 25 fucking spliffs a day he was getting through, that's fucking every duty. I smoke one and I'm fucking, you know, one, I'm I'm alright on one, is what I was trying to say. I used to smoke a lot when I was a kid, but now one, fuck me, puts me, you know, puts me in a fucking, what's it called, can't get my words out now, I think I'm thinking I'm stoned, puts me in a coma with my eyes open, I'm just staring at the TV, just munching on something, have to have like all your munchies all around you, I just stare at the TV and just wait for it to wear off. That's with the fucking strong shit, but he was doing 25 spliffs, no wonder he was fucking, you know, parked up in the middle of a motorway, I think, in his Range Rover over the wheel, just parked up, you know, in a place where you just wouldn't be parked up. So it was just drawing attention to yourself. Anyway, what I was going to say, it was a good documentary. But what was the other thing? And it showed a bit. One of his best performances I always remember was when he did there was a gig for AIDS, a charity for AIDS, and he did that. He sang with Queen for Somebody to Love, I think it was, and fucking one of the best performances I've ever seen him do. And at the time, he was actually, his partner was dying of AIDS, and he was like singing, and he not long found out about this, and he was singing with that in his mind and giving that kind of performance on the back at an AIDS concert, and it just like shows the emotion that he came out with. It was fucking amazing, absolutely amazing. And I didn't know at the time that was in his mind at the time when he was, and it just shows how brilliant he'd drawn on the situation that he was in to give that performance. And who the fuck do I think I am? But I'm just saying, George Michael did a really good, and it reminded me of also when Patrick Swayze died, his dad died or something, and he that scene in Ghost where he like just found out he was dead, and he was like fucking all like emotional and all that sort of stuff. And yeah, it was like, oh, it's touched me, what I'm going to say. Anyway, I was meant to be doing the news, talking about fucking George Michael for fucking 10 hours. The great grand, age 100, some good news, the great grand, age 100, told yesterday she conquered COVID-19, so that's good news. There you go, some fucking really good news to come out of, she's 100, I'm fucking, she said she's had scarlet fever, whooping cough, measles, diphtheria, 2 heart attacks, and now coronavirus. And she's like, fucking hardcore, she's like a battle axe. She probably come out and just got up. I've got to have a spliff after that one. She, you know, here's me moaning about a wasp attack. I'll tell you why. I thought the murder beetles. I was reading a thing earlier on about murder hornets. I had that in my mind because I didn't know these. Obviously, I thought they were wasps, but murder hornets were in the back of my mind. I was thinking, like, if you get stung by a few of them, they can be deadly to humans, and they're coming over. And all of a sudden, I've got these fucking 20 wasps trying to attack me in the room. Anyway, stop making it about you, Wayne. Let's talk about the 100-year-old woman who's just survived all these illnesses. You could say she's, like, jinxed, but she survived them all. She's, like, fucking batting them away. Fucking, you know, she's got another good few years left in her. Must have, because it's taking out people of all ages, and she must have a good, strong constitution. So she can't wait for the pub to open. She's got to celebrate that one down the pub. 101. Here's somebody who wasn't too happy about being 50. A sensitive secretary sued her firm when they bought her a 50th birthday card. She sued them for buying her a 50th birthday card because she wanted to keep her birthday a secret. Women do get like... everyone gets touchy about their age. She might look fucking amazing for her She might have been 30 and people thought she was 50. Then that's a problem. If they bought you a 50th birthday card and you were 30, I get that. But, you know, you might look amazing for 50 and everyone's like, fucking hell, you're 50? No way. Doesn't matter, does it? But she took umbrage to it. So she's like, did she win as well? She took a firm, slapped her, humiliated, and the colleagues exposed her milestone age. They were ordered to pay her £1,700 towards their cost. Well, there you go. I didn't think that would... You got to just go, come on, fuck me, you are 50. Did they tell a lie? No? Well, you know, get over it. You know, there's a lot worse fucking situations. I'm sure George Michael was around 50. I've got to use the references now. I'm sure he was about 50 when he died, and that was on Christmas Day. So... Not that Christmas Day is relative, but he ruined his Christmas Day, obviously. Ruined a fucking lot of people's Christmas Day. Ruined all his fans. They showed all the thing outside his house and everything, and all the fans and that were fucking in tears and everything. And, you know, terrible. You know, it hits you hard, doesn't it? Because everyone was going like, oh, we're never going to get to hear his music. But you are. You get his music on fucking constant, but no new music from him, is what I mean. Anyway, so George Michael, but I wasn't necessarily into George Michael when I was younger, but certainly wasn't into Wham. I got into him, I liked him when he got older, when he became more mature and that, but all the 80s music, I grew up, Frankie Goes to Hollywood I was into. I remember I had a Frankie Goes to Hollywood poster on the inside of my desk when I was in, junior school. So, you know, them flip-up desks. You got the flip-up and I had a poster stuck on the underside of my flip-up desk because all the Frankie T-shirts were out then, weren't they? Frankie says relax and all that sort of stuff. To be fair, I didn't know they were fucking gay at the time, but it came out. I did, but I didn't really give a shit anyway. But that relax video, that's when they fucked everybody up, didn't they? When they got banned for the relax video because it was like... as sexual as you can get, proper sexually charged. They fucking battered fucking homosexuality into the fucking people's psyche in the 80s. They just said, well, fucking, we're here to fucking stay, like it or lump it. And they got loads of people to like the music and then all of a sudden come out and said, we're gay, what are you going to do about it? Fuck you. And everybody, it was like a punk version of gayness, wasn't it? And everyone's like, yeah, you know what? Fuck it, I like your music, so I don't care that you're gay. A lot of people who probably were homophobes or something before that. So, you know, fucking... And gay was all, you know... Gay, it was like a big thing, wasn't it, in the 80s? Because obviously you had the AIDS thing with... And then Freddie Mercury died, and that's why George Michael sung with Queen. And, but, you know, gay was fucking... It was everyone was coming out and like all the music was a lot of gay musicians and people were dressing. Loads of people looked gay, even though they weren't. They had fucking what's he called? George? What's his name? Boy George. I remember. I thought that was a woman for ages. I remember my mum's boyfriend telling me that he was a man. And I was like, no way. And I'd already fucking was into George. What's he called? Frankie Goes to Hollywood at this point. But I didn't know that was a man. And then you had all the fucking new romantics and that. People who weren't gay were dressing up like women. It was crazy time, the 80s. It was all upside down. Back to front. You had Adam Ant he could have been gay, and he wasn't, but he looked fucking, you know, he looked like he would have been a brilliant gay. Because he was like flamboyant with all that fucking, the face paint and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it was off its head, the 80s. But yeah, anyway, getting back to where we were. Where were we? Not talking about that, Wayne. With outraged parents, let's get on to a squirrel shagging a fucking lynx can. You know, forget about gay sex. Let's talk about squirrel sex. Not even shagging another squirrel, shagging a can of fucking deodorant. There's an advert come out on the TV, an ITV, and they put it on before the watershed. And it's a commercial where, I've not seen it, so I'm fucking, I've just seen a picture here of a squirrel banging the can there. Excuse me. Anyway, they put it on before, it's a Lynx advert, it's meant to show that it makes you horny. I don't know what the fucking squirrel link is. But anyway, they put it on before the watershed, get my words out. And loads of people complained. They were going, I'm sitting watching the TV with my kids and you're putting a squirrel on shagging a fucking can of Lynx. What, how dare you? And get it sorted out and all that sort of stuff. It's like, oh, fuck off, really? Is it really that fucking offensive? It's funny, at the end of the day. It's not like, you know, imagine if they would have fucking saw, they're the kind of people who saw that Frankie Goes to Hollywood video and fucking nearly had a heart attack, you know. Would have been like carving a fucking a complaint in blood to the, you know, with their fingers bleeding as they're fucking writing it out and everything, because that's how they offended they were by, you know, a gay video. Fucking, it's a squirrel shagging a can of Lynx, fuck's sake. And they're going, how dare you? And there's hundreds of like complaints. God, fucking hell. I tell you what, I'd like to see them when something really serious happens. Would be able to handle it, would they? Anyway, a squirrel can shag my can of Lynx any day of the week, any time, any place. There you go. That's my position on it. Any time of the day. Just, it'd be better if I'd have smoked a spliff so I can fucking have a good laugh at it. Some foods, points of view, that programme. It's almost worth watching that just to see how pathetic people are. And what they used to write in over the ridiculous of stupid of things. They really are. You know, and they're the people who are probably sitting at home ordering fucking porn mags online, or not online, but mail order. And they're probably sitting at home naked, fucking wanking to a porn mag while they're doing, writing the complaints, like that on the TV. Because they're all weird. They're weird people. They've got their brains all screwed wrong. You know, they get offended by that, but then they're like these closet kind of weirdos with strange sexual appetites themselves. Hey, just my, that's just a guess. Anyway, where we going? Where am I going? I'm all tongue tied. I tell you what, I think I drank too much last night after that wasp attack. It's left me a bit dazed today. There's an emu nicknamed Enid on the run in the Cotswolds. So it's a bird. Of course it's a bird. The bird was first spotted loose last week. And it's still fucking on the run. Somebody's going to spot that and think it's a fucking dinosaur or something, aren't they? They're going to like see it from afar and go like, because imagine an emu's head popping up from fucking behind a bush or something. Although, I'll tell you what, I saw a brilliant guy who was walking through a town centre. Some kids, there was a photo of some kids looking at it all shocked. And he had like a big like load of string or something, like a body, like an emu, and he had his hand up like an emu's head and his normal legs, and the rest of him was tucked inside this like body of the emu, and he was walking along with his head like that. Fucking brilliant. Great busker. I think he was a busker or something. I don't know what he was doing out during the fucking COVID lockdown, but doing his daily exercise dressed like out as an emu, I think it was. Anyway, so there's an emu loose about this hoose out and about, and there was a video somebody put on Facebook of two mooses, I think, having a fight in Canada. That's another fucking world, Canada. Imagine a moose, they're massive, and they're having a fight on somebody's front yard, because you know they're coming out of the woods because people are all in the houses because of being locked down. So all the animals are all coming out, aren't they? And there's a video of two moose, or a moose and another fucking massive animal anyway, having it off on somebody's front drive, and I mean fighting, not fucking having it off. and somebody's filming it, and he's like going crazy, going, "Ma, there's a fucking moose on the front drive kicking, fucking, there's a moose fighting on the front drive." So it's crazy. The world's gone wild, and this emu's gonna go off. Hopefully, doesn't get caught and just roams the fucking the Cotswolds. You know, enjoys his freedom. And every now and then, come out and nick somebody's sandwich. You know, peck somebody's sandwich and run off back into the bush. Can't believe emus are funny. The comedy animals. The comedy head pecking. You know, and when you go and like go to like a, anywhere where you've met emus and everything, they try and peck you. They're just fucking funny. They're just totally. What's the word? They peck your shoulders and everything, don't they? They start pecking things off you. You have to put like bread on your shoulder or something like that, but they just start attacking you, but not really, you know, hurting you. Anyway, I'm going to finish up, I think. I fucking lost the plot. Last one I'm going to say, I think, is... no, where's it gone? Oh, there's a jigsaw fanatic completed the world's largest jigsaw, and when she completed it, she'd lost a piece. Oh, that's for a fucking head doer. She like completed a 33,600 part puzzle, and then the record 19 foot 7 inches long. It was a record. She was devastated. She lost the piece, and she said eventually she found it in a bag. What's the chances? 35,000 a piece of jigsaw. I mean, imagine she put it all together and just like went, "Ah, oh, fuck it." I would have fucking. That's got to be near suicidal after doing that, haven't you? And she said she found it. Not long afterwards in a bag. But then it's in the Guinness Book of Records or something. But she's even confessed here that one of the pieces is upside down. So that's a disqualification. I'm sorry, I'm calling you out. That's disqualified. You're not allowed to do that. My favourite jigsaw I had was a Muppets one. It was only about 50 pieces, but I must have done that about a fucking thousand times. Kermit the Frog and Fozzie the Bear. The best jigsaw in the world. Forget your fucking 33,600. There's no one better than that fucking jigsaw that I had as a kid. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Hope you enjoyed my ramblings, but I'm going to fucking go to bed now. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later. Bye.